Welcome to this podcast about Seal Rocks and Laguna Point in California. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. A viewing platform for watching seals and whales stands at Laguna Point, part of McCarracher State Park and adjacent to the McCarracher State Marine Conservation Area, about 3 miles north of Fort Bragg and 1 mile west of Cleone, California. For thousands of years, the northern Pomo and the coast Yuki lived off the area's natural resources, gathering seaweed, shellfish, and acorns, and hunting deer. In 1856, the federal government established the Mendocino Indian Reservation, a swath of land 10 miles long and 3.5 miles wide, home to people of the Pomo, Salan Pomo, Southern Pomo, Yuki, Wapo, and Wilcut tribes. A sub-agent's report from 1857 counted 722 Native Americans living on the reservation, though thousands more from these tribes passed through or were held there over its roughly 9 years of operation. Around 1862, Duncan McCarracher, a mill worker, took a job assisting Indian agent Enoch J. Whipple on the reservation. In 1865, the California Office of Indian Affairs discontinued it, and the tribes were forced to march roughly 80 miles to the newly established Round Valley Reservation. McCarracher bought 1,000 acres of the former reservation land and started Rancho de la Laguna, where he grew potatoes, produced butter, and raised draft horses, cattle, and hogs. In 1883, the Dwelly brothers, Jedediah and Gilbert, acquired timberland and built a water-powered sawmill about 1.5 miles upstream from the village of Laguna, now Cleone. Like many small mill owners on the coast at the time, they ran an independent, family-scale operation of a kind larger firms such as the Union Lumber Company later absorbed. 2 years later, the mill switched to steam power, raising capacity to 40,000 board feet a day, and produced railroad ties, lumber, and piling. The company also harvested tan bark, used in leather tanning. Specialized dog-hole schooners carried milled lumber from the Mendocino coast to San Francisco and other coastal towns. A dog-hole referred to a small shipping port along the coast with barely enough room for a schooner to load. Laguna Point was such a port, serving two mills, one at Laguna Creek, today's Mill Creek, and another at 10 Mile River. Ships were first loaded by sliding cargo down an apron chute to the deck, but after winter storms washed away the chute and wharf in 1885, it was replaced by a wire chute that lowered lumber bundles on cables. In 1887, the Little Valley Lumber Company built a 2.5-mile gravity-driven tramway from its mill near Cleone to Laguna Point. Powered only by gravity, loaded cars coasted downhill to the shipping yard, while horses hauled the empty cars back uphill. When a train of 2 to 4 cars rumbled loudly through town, residents and shopkeepers had time to clear the way. The Laguna Creek Mill and the tramway shut down in 1904, but ties and tan bark kept moving through the port until 1920, though most lumber by then was shipped from Fort Bragg. A truck road replaced the rail line in 1949, and the Lake Cleone Trestle burned down in the early 1960s. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.